Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever, Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Goodyear Hotline, Jay Will today off a championship. Tim Legler today off a championship as the celebration is still going in Milwaukee. What a night. What a performance. It was a masterpiece to hang on the wall forever. No time to waste. Let's go.
Here we go. Go, go.
Only one place to start.
What a performance, and what a singular performance tonight from Giannis, who goes for 50 points.
You know, people told me I can't make free throws. I made my free throws tonight, and I'm a freaking champion. I made them and I'm supposed to make it.
Here's what I shall say on this morning after the Milwaukee Bucks win a championship that was half a century in the making. The NBA needed this. I don't care what the TV ratings are. I don't care if Laker fans and Knicks fans only know Milwaukee because it's where the Fonz was from. A sport is a sport. It's not just a TV show. And this sport needed an immortal player to step up and say, I'm not running to L.A. I'm not calling up all my friends I grew up with and taking the easy way. This sport needed Giannis Antetokounmpo, the easiest to root for big man in memory, to say, I'm staying in Milwaukee and then actually win. Let's make this Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Is this destined to be a blip on the radar of history, the weird year where everybody got hurt and they played in July, and next year KD and Kyrie and Harden will chalk up another ring for load management and super teams? Probably. Vegas favors the Nets and the Lakers for next year, and I certainly understand why. But I will say I love that Giannis did it this way. I love that Milwaukee won. That's a great sports city. I spent a ton of time there in college. When I was going to college in Evanston, Illinois in the 80s, you couldn't get a ticket. This was right when Michael Jordan had just exploded onto the scene in Chicago. You couldn't get a ticket to a Bulls game if your life depended on it. And I was a college kid. Evanston, Illinois is an hour and change drive from Milwaukee. We drove up there all the time. My friends and I just went up there to go to NBA games. I probably went to 15 games over the course of time. There was a restaurant there called Carl Rogers. Don't know if it's still there. I haven't been there in forever. But I can't imagine what the celebration was like there. I can't imagine what it had to feel like to be one of those markets. I've never lived in a place like that. One of those markets that sports forgets. One of those places that's not supposed to win. One of those places that has every once in a while you have to feel like you're meant to be the Washington Generals. But you did it. You got Giannis and he stayed. He signed a Supermax contract last summer because he didn't want it to be a distraction for his team. He could be a free agent right now trying to figure out who he could pair up with to take the easy way. Instead, he took the hard way and he won. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. I'm so happy for the fans in Milwaukee. I'm so happy for Giannis. If you don't like Giannis, then you and I have nothing to discuss. What a breath of fresh air that kid is. He has childlike joy playing a child's game. An improbable story coming from Athens as this skinny kid turns into one of the best players ever and one of the biggest stars in the world. I love it. I loved everything about it. And I especially loved it after the game when he said this.
This is my city. You know, they trust me. They believe in me. They believe in us. Even when we were lost, the city still was like on our side. And, you know, obviously I wanted to get the job done, you know, but that's my stubborn side. Like, it's easy to go somewhere and go and win a championship with somebody else. It's easy. I could go, I don't want to put anybody in the spot, but I could go to a super team and, you know, just do my part and win a championship, still won. But this is the hard way to do it, and this is the way I chose to do it. And we did it. We did it, man.
Oh, that had to sting, didn't it? Imagine what Kevin Durant's Twitter mentions look like right now. Giannis, it would have been easy to go join a super team and do my part. I love that he said that, and it brings us to the question of the day.
You ask these questions.
Greeny's question of the day.
And this question is going to carry us through most of the show today, and be prepared, we're going to take phone calls on this a little bit later. Is the ring that Giannis wins last night worth more in the currency of your respect? When I came up with that question this morning, my friend Mr. Hembo said to me that 50 years from now, No one will remember this. No one will know what it was. No one will know what the context was. This team will have won the championship. They will have had this many rings, and that's how it will be remembered. And that's obviously true. But I don't think that is what matters here. Because I don't think these guys are as concerned about that as they are by being judged by the moment, by their peers, by the fans. If you don't think a guy like Kevin Durant cares what the fans think, then look at his Twitter feed sometime. I think that in the moment, not all rings are created equal. I think this one means a lot more, at least to me, in the currency of my respect, than a lot of the other rings. And I know he doesn't want to hear it, and I understand why he doesn't want to hear it. And I am one who has never criticized Kevin Durant for signing with the Golden State Warriors. He was well within his rights to do whatever he wanted. But that championship Giannis wins last night, in this currency, is worth more than all the rings that team won or could have won. He stuck it out by himself in this place and did it. He did the opposite of what so many NBA stars do. I personally love it. So that's the question of the day. Is the ring that Giannis wins last night worth more in the currency of your respect? Nuno, jump in here with me as my vice president of basketball conversation and passion. You're the first to answer the question. Is that ring worth more last night to you?
That ring is worth more than the two that Durant got and the two that LeBron got with Miami. This is up there with and probably might surpass Dirk's win with the Mavs.
Yep. I think that's exactly right. I think those are the ones that you think about. You think about a guy like Nowitzki. I think you look at LeBron's ring in Cleveland. I think that one meant a little more. You look at what Kawhi Leonard did, winning that championship for the Raptors. Will it always be remembered as the series that Durant got hurt? Okay. But at the same time, Giannis went through teams that were injured as well. You can't always put everything into the mix. But if you can go wherever you choose to. The point is, I'm going to take phone calls on this after we finish with Jay Will in a few minutes. I don't want you to call yet because I don't want you to sit on hold too long. But we will take a bunch of calls on this, and I'm open to hearing all different perspectives. Hembo, you're next. Is the ring that Giannis wins last night worth more in the currency of your respect?
It is, although I don't, what he did yesterday, what they did in this series is not to diminish those super teams, to me at least, as much as it is to elevate him and this team. We talk sometimes about like what is a championship worth when you're just doing the ring counting as we so frivolously do in this industry. This one's worth more than one. I don't know if it's worth two, I don't know if it's worth four, but it's definitely worth more than one. And the satisfaction on his face and in his voice last night, I think, proved that.
Well, so why is this not to knock down super teams? If you're saying that a super team's ring is only worth half as much or a quarter as much as Giannis's last night, then in what way are you not suggesting this is to diminish super teams?
Because players can pave their own path and create their own way. I, like you, did not criticize Kevin Durant for leaving or LeBron James for doing the same thing. Those championships still count. But it's our responsibility now as us who chronicle the history of this stuff to remember the context so that in 50 years, like you said, we remember just how extraordinary this was in relation to some of his peers, what they did previously.
Maybe I'm parsing words, but I feel like you're trying to have both sides of this. You're trying say, well, I'm not diminishing those rings. They still count as one.
They count as
but
one.
But this one counts as two or four.
Oh, this one definitely counts as
well,
more
but
than
that
one.
Is diminishing them. I mean, however you slice it, it is worth a quarter as much as the other ones. You're telling me
it's worth
that
more,
when
yes.
a super team wins a championship, it's worth less.
It is worth more. What Giannis did here is definitely worth more. But I don't think of it the way that you're describing. I don't think of it as being less. I just think about this as being such an extraordinary thing, like the one that LeBron won in 2016.
So what you're telling me is that when one thing is more, it doesn't necessarily mean the other is less?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. I don't agree with it.
Bubba taught me that.
I respect your opinion. Bubba's not here today. Hashtag Bubba not here. He takes off Wednesdays. Let the record show, Bubba, who made famous the TWT, when he took 3 days off that week, he took off the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. This week, he needed one day off. He chose Wednesday. That's what he does. He chooses Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he's Bubba. And look, Bubba is, as I hope most people have figured out if you've been listening to the show, he is generally working two or three steps ahead of the rest of us most of the time. So what he's doing is something we will all be doing eventually. So be prepared for all those Wednesdays off coming up in your
Classic.
Future. Going to stick with the two-day weekend and then the one-day weekend. That's going to be a thing of the future. Anyway, that's going to be the question of the day. Is the ring that Giannis wins last night worth more in the currency of your respect? I'm going to open the phones to that shortly. I'm Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. We will also check in with the one and only Jay Williams. He's live next, and we are just getting started. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
Greeny with you on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Jay Williams will join us in 30 seconds on the Goodyear Hotline with his perspective on the coronation of the Greek Freak last night. And we will also, for all of his fans and friends, find out how Jay is doing. You're aware that he missed the end of the finals, and you will hear from him exactly why after this word from ZipRecruiter. If you were a business owner who is hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But when you post a job on ZipRecruiter, their matching technology finds these qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So while other companies give you too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny, ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And with that, it is genuinely my delight to bring in my very good friend. You know him, of course, from KJZ Mornings here on ESPN Radio and NBA Countdown for us on ESPN and ABC. Our friend Jay Williams, who announced on social media last week that he had tested positive for COVID and thus has missed the last week or so of work. And Jay, before we get to anything else, because you have been so public about this, I know I speak for everyone when we say that we love you and we want to hear how you are doing. I know all your fans want to hear how you're feeling.
I appreciate you, Greeny. And, you know, you were one of the first people to text me. Obviously, when I was going through that, you know, finding out the way I did was a little bit shocking considering I was fully vaccinated and wasn't being wild or being reckless at all. So I was a little bit taken back. This thing is real. I had some symptoms for, you know, 3 to 4 days, which weren't great, even though some of my tests earlier came back negative. I then tested positive and, you know, started to feel better coming out of it a little bit later. But, you know, look, man, it's unfortunate. But at the same time, I'm happy that I'm still here. I'm happy I still got a chance to watch the NBA Finals. I'm in Milwaukee, even though I wasn't in Pfizer Arena last night. And it was an incredible game and scene to be seen last night with 75,000 people outside the arena witnessing one of the best performances I think I've seen in NBA Finals history for a long time.
It was that, without question. So let's get into it again. Giannis with 50 in a series clinching win last night. What does it mean for a guy like that who doesn't join a super team, signs the Supermax last summer when he doesn't have to, stays in the small market of Milwaukee where it's been 50 years since Lou Alcindor, for him to carry that team to a championship, what does it mean for the league?
I think it gives, you know, we love being part of the media, and I know this from being a player. Any player that tries to tell you that he's not influenced by the media, They're not telling you the truth, because what happens is the media, even if the player doesn't listen to the media, you still have friends and family. You still have agents. You still have people that listen to what people's takes are. And one of the things that happens in the media is that we constantly play this game of shuffle, where we're trying to put, like, we're already trying to put Dame on the New York Knicks, or we're trying to put Dame on the Los Angeles Lakers. And what happens, you know, when you do that time after time after time, eventually that gets to the player. And the player has to start thinking about, do I want to do it my way? Or, do you know, will it be better if I have a change of scenery, not only location-wise, but with my GM and with my ownership group and with other players that seem to have the same kind of mindset and goal-oriented as I am? And for a guy like Giannis, for it to pay off, because let's be honest, like, this paid it off. You know, a year ago when he signed his Supermax deal, Greeny, I went on TV and I received a lot of flack, but it's the reality of the nature that, you know, certain franchises have certain time lengths, right, where players of that caliber say, if you don't start winning championships in 2 or 3 years, you're starting to look at, all right, is this the right coach? Is this the right GM? Is my ownership really committed to what I want to do? Do I need to look somewhere else? And to be frank with you, it doesn't matter who is in front of them. They won a championship, but for it to pay off with them beating Brooklyn in Game 7, for them to beat the Atlanta Hawks and not see the Philadelphia 76ers, for them to get to the finals and face a Phoenix Suns team that is youthful but still win it, right? You can only beat the people in front of you. I think pays major dividends for small market teams, because now teams see and individual players see there are chances, and here's a prime example of us being able to win something that can solidify and make me want to stay in my small market franchise.
That's exactly right. Giannis Antetokounmpo with the huge night, and Jay Will is here. 50 points, 14 rebounds, 5 blocks. He's the first player with that stat line, 50, 10, and 5 blocks, since blocks were first tracked in the early 70s. He's the 7th player to score 50 points in a finals game. He's the 2nd player in history with 3 40-point, 10-rebound games in a single finals, joining only Shaq in 2000. So just as one who knows the game and has lived the game your entire life, how would you describe the show he just put on for 6 games, and in particular last night?
Greeny, you know how there's those old sayings that say you got to get the most out of life?
Yeah.
Isn't that so applicable to Giannis in the game of basketball? Mm. You have to get the most out of the game. I've seen a lot of superstars in my life. I don't know if I've seen superstars get more out of the game than I've seen Giannis get out of the game. And what I mean by that, it's one thing for him to have 50 points. It's another thing for him to only miss 2 free throws, I think around 15 or 17 or some crazy number like that. It's another thing for him to be seen in countless defensive effort plays, man. Like, you know, defense is something that it takes effort. It takes will and determination. Trust me, when I've scored 40 points in a game before. You know what that does to you defensively? Hmm. Like, you know, there are a lot of plays that sometimes you don't feel like you have to take them off, but do I make that extra effort for that loose ball just because I have to carry the load for my team offensively? And I'm not saying players do that maliciously, but your body naturally can kind of, you know, relate to that. Whereas I'm watching this guy chase down blocks, be involved in defensive plays, diving on the floor for the loose ball. The amount of energy exerted each and every possession. I've never seen an NBA superstar of that caliber give that much to the game on the defensive end. And it proves that you can do anything you put your mind to, because this guy is one of the greatest dominant players we've ever seen in the game. And I'm just glad that finally now it takes 50 points and 14 rebounds and an NBA championship for other people to finally give this man the respect that he's deserved. And I know we like to say, hey, you need accolades in order for us to get your attention, for him to get our attention like that. But Grin, he's always been that caliber of player, but now he has the accolades to actually sit there and stare at you and say, now what else can you say about me?
Jay Will on the Goodyear Hotline, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. I think it's especially, your point is especially good considering the disappointments in the postseason of each of the last 2 years, when they were supposed to get to the finals 2 years ago, were up 2-0 on Toronto. They were supposed to go a lot deeper in the playoffs at minimum in the bubble last year than they did, getting knocked out quickly. And so my last question I want to ask you here is about his game. You know, he was a guy who I think took some time for it all to click and figure out wait a minute, what I really am is a center. You know, he wanted to shoot the threes. He wanted to be, as Cassidy put it with me on TV earlier this week, he wanted to be more Kobe than Shaq, and he needs to figure out that he's more Shaq than he is Kobe. Now that he seems to have figured that out, planted himself in the paint, just dominating the painted area on both sides. What's about to happen here? Is this a team that we're going to see back in this spot?
Greeny, you and I are going to have some fun next year, my man.
Yeah.
Because you know I have courtside seats to the Brooklyn Nets. And the one thing I saw last night that, you know, we love a great sequel. Mm-hmm. We love a great sequel. And what I heard last night is a guy that had the finals MVP and an NBA championship trophy in his arms and said nationally that I didn't take the easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't join a super team. I did it the hard way. Now, I don't think that was maliciously said towards anybody. But who do you think they're talking about when they say that? Like, I see a super team, and that is the Brooklyn Nets, who almost beat the Milwaukee Bucks without James Harden and without Kyrie Irving, essentially. So I'll tell you one thing. When it gets to basketball 3 months from now, I will circle every damn game that has Nets and Bucks on it. Because we are going, and we are watching one of the best rivalries in the NBA come into existence on its own with two of the most prolific scorers and most dominant players we've seen in the game of basketball, and Kevin Durant and Giannis Antetokounmpo. We will see that next year and for years to come, my man.
That is so outstandingly put, and I look forward to it. And more than anything, I know I speak for everybody when I say we can't wait to get you back here. You just stay well, get well. You let us know if you need anything, and we will see you soon. Thanks a million, Jay.
Appreciate you, brother.
He's the best. Jay Williams with me here on ESPN Radio. And again, we spoke regularly as he's been out. It's a scary time for everybody, but he's doing great, and we were thrilled that he was able to come on with us here. So I want to go back to my question of the day now. I'm opening up the phones to you at 888-SAY-ESPN.
You ask these questions.
Greeny's question of the day.
888-729-3776. I think this is the question of the day. Does the ring that Giannis wins last night carry more weight in the currency of your respect? Is it worth more to you, Giannis winning last night, than many other rings that we see, the super teams? Now, you can attach whoever's name to those that you want. Obviously, Durant has now been a part of two of them. So whoever it is you want to look at, does that ring last night carry more weight in the currency of your respect? And as Nuno was getting some calls together, I found in the notes what I think is a great trivia question. So I'm just going to throw this out. And you, everybody, if you're listening right now, you can use this at a sports bar tonight and win yourself some drinks. It is a great question. You're going to love this. Giannis becomes last night the fifth player born outside the United States to win finals MVP. How many of the other four can you name? I love this question. Nuno can't answer because he's screening the phone call. So,
Hembo, no, we're good. I have answers on that.
But my point is, do you have the calls ready
to go?
Yeah,
we have calls ready to go. Everyone's dying to get this conversation.
Okay. Well, have you seen the note or are you guessing?
No, but I can tell because part of the conversation was that I saw on Twitter this weekend. If Giannis won, does he get to that Hakeem Olajuwon level?
Olajuwon is one. That's correct. There's three others.
Dirk.
Dirk is two. Two others.
Tim Duncan.
That's three. Now the hard one.
All right, I'm out.
It is the hardest one. You forget that he won finals MVP. Hembo, do you know?
No, I did not look at the sheet, and I don't know the answer.
Brandon, do you know? I'm looking over MVP. Brandon. A player who won finals MVP born outside the United States. Again, obviously, Giannis is from Greece. Hakeem Olajuwon, Tim Duncan, Dirk Nowitzki, and there's one more. You forget now. Everybody forgets that he won MVP. You know him as a player, but you forget that he won finals MVP. One time on a team. No, but the right team. Tony Parker. Tony Parker is the last one. Tony Parker from France is the fifth answer here. So five players born outside the U.S. to be named finals MVP. Giannis, Dirk, Tony Parker, Tim Duncan and Hakeem Olajuwon? I told you, it's a great question, right? It's a great question. It's a fair answer, but it's a good one. All right, some things have been low on our to-do list. Life insurance can no longer be one of them. If you're like me with a wife and kids, you need to protect them. You need SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been helping families for over 35 years. Get your free quote at SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
Booker turns, shoots, fires. Shot won't go. Tucker the rebound. And that'll do it. It's over. The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended. After a half century, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
Now, Breen is so good. That's obviously Mike's call last night on ABC. And now we come to your calls here. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Does that ring last night? Is it worth more in the currency of your respect? Who's got the calls today? Bubba's not here. Who's here today?
I know, Bubba, you got Connor first up. We will go to Donovan.
Donovan, is last night's ring, Donovan, worth more to you in the currency of your respect?
I think it is. Not only just like he said, like he didn't have to go to a super team. This dude, Giannis, put up three legendary finals moments in back-to-back-to-back games with that block, that alley-oop. And he put 50 points to win a championship and bring a championship back to the city of Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? They win one in 50 years, man. And like Jay Williams said, it's going to be a rivalry between KD and Giannis, man, because Giannis is next up, man. That's all I got, man.
That's a really good call, Donovan. I think that's exactly right. He did have – he had signature games, the best of them all being last night. He had two indelible moments, the alley-oop heard around the world, the block that might be one of the five best plays in its own way that I've ever seen a player make, and it completely turns the series around. It winds up really leading to – springboarding them to a championship. I'm with it. Connor, who's next?
We have Daniel up next.
Daniel, is the ring last night worth more in your respect?
1,000% worth more. Giannis took the finals yesterday simply by winning the game on the free throw line, which is his kryptonite. And on top of that, we live in a world of super teams. This is by far the most organic team assembled. And he did it on his first try. Thank you so much, Greedy.
That's a really good call. I'm looking to hear if anyone feels otherwise, and I don't know if they will. It's very fashionable to knock the super teams. Those of us who love the sport hate the super teams. I shouldn't say that. I'm sure many people who love the sport don't hate the super teams. I think a lot of us who are my age who love the sport hate the super teams. Let's keep them going. Connor, who's next?
All right, I think we got one. It is Bass.
All right,
next.
Bass, is that ring last night worth more to you?
The ring last night, I'm sorry, but
go ahead, Bass.
I feel like the question is just a little bit disrespectful. I love listening to you guys. But I can see why like a guy like KD would get angry when you say something like this. I feel like it's not worth more. It's worth, you know, the same as when KD won it and when he won it. And that going into the playoffs, me personally, I'm a Brooklyn Nets fan, but I try to keep it objective. And I was like, you know what? Really going into it, I'll take Denver. But then Murray got hurt. So now I was like, you know what? I'll take Milwaukee. And I was very scared of them going into it. And I felt as a team, they kind of had a personnel very similar to what Lakers had last year. A very long team that had defense. And I feel like, you know, it's the same thing. It's not worth more than the other.
That's fair. Thank you, Bass. And look, I won't in any way. You're a Net fan. There's no one watching who doesn't think the Nets would have won that series if they were healthy. They were about an inch away from winning it anyway. And they did that with Harden on one leg, if that, and no Kyrie starting in game three. And they won game two by a million points. So that's 100% right. And you're certainly entitled to your opinion. You and I see it differently, and that's fair. Greeny with you on ESPN Radio. Connor, who's next?
We've got Mel and Queen.
Mel, is that ring last night, in your opinion, in your respect, worth more than your average ring?
Not even close. I'm happy for Giannis. I'm happy for the Bucks. But that ring with LeBron won with Miami, you got to think about this. The only reason why he had to do a super team is because he had to beat the Boston Celtics. And then when you beat the Boston Celtics, you still got to beat a super team in Kawhi Leonard, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker. And then he wins in Miami against Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. So Greek Freak beat Ayton and Booker, which are young club talent, and I respect them, but it's not even close. And he didn't have to go through a super team, so there was no need for him to establish a super team. If he had to go through the Brooklyn Nets with Kevin Durant and all those guys, he's not winning this. So I respect it. And he had a great performance, but it's not better than what LeBron did in Miami.
It's a good call. And so that is the most legitimate criticism. That's the wrong word. It's the most legitimate disagreement that I will accept. That if we're going to sit here and wax rhapsodic about how this ring is worth more, which I think sort of in the macro it is, mm-hmm. but if you dive into the micro, he got very fortunate to win it. I would think that even the most objective person in Milwaukee this morning would acknowledge they were not winning that series were it not just the injury to Kyrie alone. They would have won that series.
Yeah, so the path to winning it, obviously much less impressive than the 2016 Cavs, who beat a 73-win Warriors team in order to do so. That's the most, I agree with you. In the context of the NBA today, this is extraordinarily impressive, but in the context of who they played and how they did so, much less so.
Got one more for me, Connor? Go. Who we got?
Yeah, let's go with Ryan.
All right, Ryan, is the ring Giannis wins last night worth more in the currency of your respect?
Yes, I think it's worth more, and it's the equivalent of Dirk's and LeBron's in Cleveland. LeBron won one title as him. Everything else was team. And so, yes, Giannis's title worth way more than the other ones that the team won.
Okay.
Because really, LeBron wouldn't have won a title if we'd have blocked out. If San Antonio blocks out and Ray Allen doesn't get another three, mm-hmm. he doesn't win that title either.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that is a big play. Ray Allen made a big shot. Lots of guys get help from other guys making big shots. But one way or another, I like the calls here. I appreciate everybody calling in. That feels like a good question, and maybe we'll come back to it a little bit later in the show. We will spend a lot of time on this game and on this performance today, as you might imagine. But coming up, I will explain one reason why the happiest sports fans in America today will soon have reason to be irate. That is next after this time for some straight talk. We've all been there. You have real work to do, but the free Wi-Fi where you're working isn't going to cut it. It's like leaving the winning runner stranded on third. Not good. Well, now you can be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month, all on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com. Back in a flash on ESPN Radio. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greeny, the podcast.
This is Greeny, brought to you in part by Samsung Galaxy. Reddit user Ja1073 says, you got to look yourself in the mirror and ask, am I ready for this life? You won't be able to go back to mediocre after this. Are you ready for this life? Find out at samsung.com/reserve. So I mentioned how my affection for the city of Milwaukee. I will always have a place in my heart for them. I spent a bunch of time watching basketball games in that. Well, it's not this building. I think it might be two buildings ago already. Mm. They played in the Mecca when I was there. But one way or another, I will always have a soft spot in my heart. And I like the fans in that part of the country. I covered sports in Chicago for a very long time. And the Packer fans are just the best. I mean, the rivalry between the Bears and the Packers really meant something when I was covering it. And I guess it still does. But that was like when Mike Ditka was there, and he hated the Packers like he never hated anything. So I like the fans in Wisconsin, and so it breaks my heart to tell them that while they are celebrating right now and have reason to be the happiest people in the world, they may soon be quite irate. And I'm going to do this in the form of a letter. Kimberly Martin, our beloved Kmart, who was terrific with us on Get Up this morning, when we asked her, our producers asked her, might have even been you. Were you the one who asked her?
I was.
So this is your conversation with her.
We talked, yes. We talked
okay,
yesterday.
So Hembo is a segment producer on Get Up, as well as being my VP of analytics. Kimberly Martin gave her take on Aaron Rodgers in the form of a letter that reads like this. Dear Aaron, wouldn't it be great if the state of Wisconsin won two championships in the same year? Wouldn't it be great to follow up Giannis's legendary performance with one final Hall of Fame-type curtain call of your own that ends with another Lombardi trophy? If you don't like the sound of that, then I need you to tell me what you do want. Because we've got to hear you definitely express what will make you happy. Do you even know what will make you happy? She then writes, Rodgers and the Packers are that couple who's been holding on to past resentments, not communicating, and on the verge of divorce, and each side needs to ask itself, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? That's why Kimberly Martin is so ridiculously good at this job. But I really do like it because I think this is headed to a bad place. Because I think the honest answer to that is that there is nothing that can happen that will make him happy about sticking around in Green Bay. And here's why. The marriage analogy is a good one. Okay? You've been married, Hembo, like 2 years?
2 years.
Very short time. I've been married almost 24 years. But no matter what relationship you are in, no matter what relationship you are in with a significant other, you know that, yes, you will have squabbles, you will have fights. Some will feel very big, others will feel very of the moment. But I think all of us as people have a line that cannot be crossed. And for everyone, it's different. I don't know what yours is, and I don't even know for sure that I know what mine is. I know I've never gotten to it. But I do know that for everyone, there's a line that can be crossed. And once that line is crossed, this relationship is over, whether it's a marriage or this. And I think Rodgers, that line has been crossed. I think when they traded up in the first round to take Jordan Love, they crossed that line. And I think he is done. That relationship is over as far as he is concerned. And now it's just a question of how it plays itself out. But so in response to what Kimberly is saying is, will that make you happy? Do you even know what you want? I think his only answer is, I want out of this. I want away from the people who did this. And if they're not going to get rid of those people, which they're not, then I need to do it myself. This is why the Packers' unique ownership structure, I think, is a huge part of this story. Huge. Because if this was the Patriots, if this was the Cowboys, if it was any other team in the NFL, there is a person, Jerry Jones, Bob Kraft, Woody Johnson, you know who they all are, who could talk to Rodgers, who could sit him down, who didn't do this to him, who, for no other reason than this person has achieved the level of status in his life, and in this case they're all men, in his life that he has, Rodgers will listen to at least a little. Robert Kraft could figure this out. Robert Kraft figured it out with Bill and Brady for a very long time, until the point that Brady just decided he wanted to leave, and Bob Kraft gave him his blessing.
As a free agent.
And he let him go. Well, that's my point.
Mm-hmm.
But Brady never tried to leave a different way, at least not that we're aware of. He got Jimmy G out of there.
He did.
He did the other thing, and that was okay for him.
Answer me this, though. If the drafting of Jordan Love was the straw that broke the camel's back,
right,
why did this not happen a year ago?
I think, A, in the middle of a pandemic, B, without any forewarning, I think he was so taken aback. I think my guess is that he just kind of couldn't react that quickly. I think it also, any person who's a little bit worried about their image might not like the way that would play. Like, I don't think this plays great anyway. There is a level of this in which Aaron does not look great. Now, I happen to like Aaron very much, and I totally get it. And were I in his position, few of us will ever be in the position he's in to have that, to be that important to any organization as big as the Green Bay freaking Packers. But if I were in his situation, I might feel the same way.
Hmm.
What you guys did to me, I cannot and will not forgive. And since Bob Kraft isn't going to get rid of you for doing it, then I'm going to get rid of you. The only way I know how. So I don't think he's coming back. I really don't. And we'll wait and see how it winds up playing out. But so that's why I say, for all of you great fans in Milwaukee and through the state of Wisconsin, you have your celebration now, and you richly deserve it. And it has been a half a century in the making. But I think in that state, the sports story is about to turn unrelentingly bleak, because I think next Tuesday is going to come and Jordan Love is going to be on the Green Bay Packers practice field and Aaron Rodgers is not. And that is going to create, among other things, the biggest story we've seen in the NFL in forever. Back in a moment. He is.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcasts.